so much.
That records?
Yeah, it records.
Okay, Rabosa, we're going to get started. There's an interesting halakha that the Rambam quotes from Perek Beis of Kriya Shema. One of the big sugyas that everybody studies over the course of sukkahs is called Osek the Mitzvah, Padre Ben HaMitzvah. Famous sugya comes up in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei, and it's a very important sugya as well. So one of the Rambams on that sugya says the following. He says, Haya Osek the Talmud Torah, he is man Kriya Shema, Posek the Korei, Mavarech HaFanah U'Lachareha. If you're involved in Talmud Torah, and you encounter Zman Kriya Shema, you stop, and you say Birkos Kriya Shema, you recite Kriya Shema. We know that Talmud Torah is one of the exceptions to the rule of Kol HaOsek B'Mitzvah Padre Ben HaMitzvah, based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, on that test. And the Rambam continues and says, Haya Osek B'Tzorchei Rabim, Lo Yifsok Elo Yigmor Iskehen V'Yikra Im Nishar Eis Likros. He says, however, if you're involved with Tzorchei Rabim, matters pertaining to the needs of the community at large, then you do indeed continue your engagement in those communal matters, and you don't stop for Kriya Shema. So the Rambam says here that Tzorchei Rabim does have the standard of Osek B'Mitzvah Padre Ben HaMitzvah, even though Talmud Torah does not. Now the reason why I quote this Rambam in the context of introducing Moreinu Harav Baruch Simon Shlita is because I think many know Rav Simon as a tremendous Talmud Chacham, which he certainly is. You know, he's a Marbitz Torah in our community. He's one of the great Talmid Chachamim in the modern Orthodox community. We know that from his Shiurim, from his Svarim. He's a teacher of Torah and somebody who inspires many. But perhaps lesser known and just as great is the incredible work that Rav Simon does, B'Tzorchei Rabim. Anyone who knows Rav Simon or spent time with Rav Simon knows that his phone is constantly ringing. Some local rabbis, even from this community, might even give him calls sometimes. Some rabbis have enough chutzpah, I won't say their names, I don't want to embarrass them, to even call Rav Simon like 15 minutes before Rosh Hashanah one year. Simon really always makes himself available to the community. And the Mishnah in Avos notes that many times Tzorchei Rabim comes at the price of Talmud Torah. The Mishnah in Avos gives chizuk to those who are asukim b'Tzorchei Rabim. We're at the Mishnah at the beginning of the second paragraph of Avos. But sometimes you have a unique personality who combines both Talmud Torah and Harbatzas Torah with Tzorchei Rabim as well. And that really is a schus for us to have somebody like Rav Simon who combines those two so incredibly well, and who really inspires so many within the from community at large. And we feel, we had the opportunity to have Rav Simon for many, many years now, certainly before, I think, my time, and I think all of our time, perhaps even collectively, here at Einstein. And it's a bracha to be continuing that tradition this year for Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And again, it's a great schus for us to hear from Rav Simon.
Thank you, Rabbi Shroy, for your kind words. It's always a big schus to be here. I've been here for many, many years on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I can't remember when it started, but it's a long, long time, Baruch Hashem. And it's always a pleasure first to be here and see familiar faces from the past that I feel very close to and meet new people. So, It's a big schus to be here. There's always a question, what should the shiur be about? So this shiur is going to be about halachas that are relevant to the morning, getting up in the morning, davening in the morning. What's the earliest? And Rabbi Shroy thought that was going to be very relevant for people here in the community. You know, getting up early, maybe too early, and different things relevant to that. It's a fascinating topic, and I delineated 7 points here. So we'll try to cover them, and please feel free to interject. And it always makes it more interesting when people interject. So. If you want to interject, feel free to interject and ask questions. So the first topic, halicha b'derech kodem hatfila. I'll put that together with the second topic, asiyas tzrachos kodem hatfila. Because people want to know, what are they allowed to do before davening? Because really, the first thing you do in the morning, you get up, you wash begelvasa, use the tzrachim, and brachas, and then you go daven. So as we'll see, the halacha is that one is not supposed to engage in other things, other needs that a person has. Like, you know, go to the, maybe I'll stop in the bakery first, then I'll stop here first, then I'll do this first. And, you know, so what are the parameters of what's permissible or not permissible before davening? So these were so the Gemara says on page 1 here in Yudalad Amnalef Amar Rav Eden by Oven Amar Rav Yitzchak by Ashiyon Osher Lo'ol La'odim Lasos Chafotzov Kodim Sheisbala. So one is not allowed to take care of his own matters that he needs to be taken care of before davening. Could he stop off by the dry cleaner? Should he get to do this? The first thing is you go to davening. So there's an issur of asiyat tzrachav kodem tefillah, and then where it says a couple of lines down, the first word in the line is Amar of Idi bar Oven, Amar of Yitzchak bar Shiyan, Kolam Spala v'chachak yotze l'derech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also l'chafotzov. So that's the second halacha, which is more clear in the Rif here on page 2, where the Gemara says, Amar of Yitzchak bar Shiyan, also l'odom latzeis l'derech, Kodim Shiyis Palo. In other words, so the simple shot means that what? That, a person wants to go someplace, so he figures, let me, you know, I'll start driving. I need to go somewhere in the mountains, so I'll drive till 2 hours. I'll get in the car 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll drive 2 hours to Monticello. I'll hop a minion in Monticello, and then I'll go further. So that is a highly questionable thing. Because you're going on the derech before davening. Asiyas rachav kodem hatfila. So, and this is also articulated here in the Gemara in Brachas on page 3, where the Gemara says, Tanya Abba, towards the bottom, where the arrow is on the right side, towards the bottom. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer Al Shnei Devarim Hayisi Mitzayer Kol Yomai Al Tfiloshi Shetehei Lefnei Mitosi. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says Somuch L'Mitosi, which Rashi says means my davening has to be close to my bed. What does it mean close to my bed? Says Rashi Kol Yomai Nisati Shlolasas Molocha V'Shlolasas Batoros. That was right away. I shouldn't even be learning. Right away when I get up from my bed, the first thing should be davening. Tosa says, Shalom Hoya Ose Malacha Atshe Yispala. Now, of course, obviously, it doesn't mean Malacha in the terms of Malacha on Shabbos. You know, you could turn on the light, etc. But it means getting involved in something else. Before davening. But there seems to be an interesting Gemara that might be contradictory to this. There is a Gemara in Megillah on page 6 on Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So this is the Gemara that tells us when should we schedule, so every shul has this question, when should we schedule davening? What time? Early, late? So the Gemara says like this, B'yantif ma'achon lovo ma'arim latzeis. B'yantif, you could schedule the davening a little bit later than the rest of the week. So we know that in our lives, Shabbos, Yantif, we always schedule it later. But it says B'yantif, you should schedule it later. In other words, don't start davening at 7, start it a little bit later. But the Shabbos, memar in lovo. But not on Shabbos. So what's the difference? So look what Rashi says. Tanya the Rebbe Shmuel, the youngest Machan Lava Lava Vesa Knesset Sarach Lutzroch Besudas Yontif. Because on Yontif you have to cook. So we give people opportunities to be involved in cooking Besudas Yontif before davening. So therefore start davening late on Yontif. Obviously on Shabbos you can't cook on Shabbos, so you can't make the... So you see Beferish, you're allowed to be involved in other needs. You're cooking a meal before davening. That's why the Gemara says we can start, we encourage you to start davening late, later, not the Mizman, but you know, a little bit later, so you can take care of the Suda. So when you come home, the Suda will be ready. And this is quoted in Masechta Sofrim on page 7, where it says, I will be yontif ma'achin lavo, shein tzrichin l'sakein ma'achal shel yom. There's a beferish that you have to get the meal prepared. So that's a heter. So some point out, so it must be that there's a chiluk between your own needs and something that is for tzarach mitzvah. But maybe the Suda Siyantif is Tzorach Mitzvah, so we permit you to be engaged in the cooking of the food for Yantif before davening. But Stam, to do other things, I mean, everything you could say is a mitzvah, but not everything, you know. We have to be realistic of what we call a mitzvah and what we don't call a mitzvah. Even though everything, presumably, we do, you know, Shem Shamayim, for everything we need, but there's some things that are more directly called mitzvahs, and certain things that are more remotely called mitzvahs. So, but Tom, you wanna do something, you need to do other things beforehand. That would be prohibited. There is a discussion in the Trumas Hadeshen whether is it enough if you say brachas. Maybe if you say brachas, so that's sufficient, even though you technically did not daven. You just said Birkas HaShachar, you know. So that's on page 8. The Trumas Hadeshen is a fascinating sefer. Anyone who learns halacha seriously learns all the Trumas Hadeshens. And one thing you have to know about the Trumas Hadeshen is what? We pointed out that it's a format of how he wrote the Sefer. In other words, he wrote the questions and the answers. It's not like some other Trumas Sefer that somebody sent in the question and he's responding. This is just a way of presenting the halachic discussion that he wanted to do in the form of a question and answer. That's why the Shach points out that you can bedayik from how what was said in the question, because he is the author of the question and the author of the answer. So the Trumas Hadeshen says, "Hamashkin v'omer brachos u'shvachos u'ad barach sha'omar kozel beso v'asot tzracha v'chavosot shapich ha'avid v'lo." Somebody who woke up early, he said the brachos until barach sha'omar. He said everything until barach sha'omar, and then he wants to go home and do certain errands, chores, etc., and then he'll finish up. Is that a proper thing or no? So he writes, "Tshuva yirah d'lo shapir ka'avid." He thinks that's not a proper thing. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Hasel adam sheyase chafatzav kodem sheyispalo." Ustam tefila hamuskeres b'talmud page 9. He tefila shmon esrei. That what is Yispalel is Shmon Esrei. So if you didn't daven Shmon Esrei, you can't say that you daven, so then you violated this halacha. But in the end of the tshuva, he writes, Omnam Re'isi, on the right side of page 9 on the top, Omnam Re'isi, Rabim Medachtikim Sheyu Nimnoim, Alechas L'tzachay B'shachos Ashu, Nechtosim B'tchilu B'eschnes, Lomar Brochos, V'sishbochos, V'achachay Hochum L'tzachayim Ona V'ana. So he says there are people that do this. So even though he didn't He doesn't subscribe to this, but he says there were people that did it. And lo and behold, if you look in the Ramah on page 15, Halacha Gimel, it says also lo lisasek b'tzochav olelech leilech v'derech hachis palo yesh mekilin l'acher sha'omu miktas brachos kodem sha'omu baruch sha'omer v'tov l'achmer b'zeh. So the Ramah does quote that opinion. I mean, it's interesting, like Rav Ben Zion Vosner in his Tshuva, he says it's a little bit strange, because L'maisa, the whole Tshuva was about that this is not proper. And the Ramah picked up on the Yesh Mekilin, he gave it like a lot of more credibility than the Truma Tadeshin really wanted to give it. So Rav Ben Zion Vosner in his Tshuva that he wrote in one of the Torah journals, he's very strong of the opinion that you shouldn't be doing things unless you mamish daven. In other words, but one, there is a kula that if you said brachas, then you could do. But l'chora he thought that you shouldn't really rely on this unless it's a real need, you know. Again, this heter would be, even if it's not technically the tzorach mitzvah. If it's the tzorach mitzvah, we have a better heter, right? That we have the heter of v'yontav ma'achrin, that you can come to shul later, they can make the hours of v'yontav davening later because of this. So therefore, he wrote a tshuva where he doesn't like this idea that people want to get a head start. They're going to the mountains and want to get a head start, so they'll drive, you know, they'll, like they told you before, they'll get in their car 6 o'clock in the morning, say it's already almost a shachar, at least it's already daytime, and they want to, you know, catch the minion in Monticello. They drive 2 hours and they're ready. They'll have, instead of having to wait till they dive into this, they want to catch the minion. So he didn't think that's such a proper thing. There are others that maybe disagree, but I think it's very mistaber, what he said. I mean, there's a question, you know, that's raised in the various forums. This people are make a lot. We don't even think about this, because in other words, when a person goes to a bris, say you're invited. I live in Washington Heights, and someone's making a bris in Queens. So usually I'll daven there in Queens. I'm not going to daven, you know, usually that's the case. So there's a big shaila. Is that a proper thing to do? Maybe you have a chiyuv to daven in your location, and then you could go l'derech. Now you have to realize like this, even though l'maisa you're davening there, so you can, but it's hard to say that. So some want to say, I think they call from Moshe, some want to say that, oh, you're going there to daven, but you're really not going there to daven, because you wouldn't, you don't live in Washington Heights and you daven shachris in Queens, because that's not what you do. You're going to Queens because you have another reason to go to Queens. So the ma'isa, the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. So either we're so mekel on this Ramah that of the Shita that the Shuma Sadasha really didn't like, that we say brachas already, or you say that it's someone say maybe like it's a tzorach mitzvah. Is it really a tzorach mitzvah to you to be at the? I mean, yeah, it could be. You're invited to a tzutz mitzvah, so maybe you can throw that in a little bit. So that became the minute. But usually the barometer is: would you go the way some point out? Would you go to this place? You know. What's the main reason you're going? You're going. Say, in other words, you could say, I like the davening in this shul. You know, so that's why I'm going. So then you're going to daven. But if you really, there's another reason why you're going there. This is a shaila that comes for a lot of people who work in Manhattan, that they'll go, they want to beat rush hour traffic. So they'll they'll go, they'll make they live in Kveis Edison, and then they're traveling a couple of hours, and they live in Lakewood. How many people live in Lakewood? That's the main place where a lot of people live today, and they travel an hour and a half, 2 hours every day, both ways, because they want to live. They want to live in that community. But they want to also beat rush hour or rush hour traffic. So, it's not so simple. So the mice, they rely maybe on this Ramah, maybe it's here some, but it's not Pashut. But if you don't have a real Tzorach, you want to do that without any, you have a need, like someone said Tzorach Parnasa, you're vacationing, and Stam, you do that, so it's not so Pashut that you should even rely on this Ramah, because as Rav Vazna pointed out, this Ramah is really that you can just say the brachas, and that should be enough to give you the green light to go on your trip, is far from Pashut. So so people who they have a job in Manhattan and they live wherever, and if they don't do this, it's just gonna there's what to say to rely on the Ramah. They could say Brichas Hashachar and then get into their car, and then they'll get to the west side, and then they'll dive in there. Right, that's a good question, but it could be that you talk about the caravans. So the caravans, once you start it, you can't, yesteryear, the caravans, once you started, you had to, continue with the caravan, or else you're going to be stranded alone. But the traveling of today is not like the caravans of yesteryear. You could, like you said, you could pull over and, it's not so simple that you could just continue driving. Maybe right then you should have to find the minyan or start, It's not a, And sometimes it could be that it's better to daven b'yichidus, than violate. You have to ask a shayla. One of the rabbanim said to me, it's hard to say that this person who works in the city, we're going to tell him daven b'yichidus every day, as opposed to we have a one-time thing. Then it could be smarter to say that for the one-time thing in the Hanami, daven b'yichidus. Then, like Rav Shechter's of the opinion, not to daven before you eat dinner, especially in the winter months. Right, the man is to daven first, and then a lot of people hold if you have a minyan kavua, so that's like built into your psyche, so you won't miss, so then you can eat dinner first. I always say a minyan kavua means, and your attendance to the minyan is also kavua. So therefore, it's built into your whole psyche that that 2:30 is mincha, 10 o'clock is my, it's like set in. It's part of our, But people should realize that that there are these. These halachas of Basia Sracha Forum Hatvila.
Let's say, like on Shabbos, where
you want to go to that government? Yeah, they could learn. I mean, we're more magical about learning. There's that sheet is Rashi, not even to learn, but that we could be magical about to learn before davening. Especially in the Hasidic forum, they consider that a mikvah. They want to do household chores. Shabbos. Yeah, so then I would say, you know, rely on the Ramah and say it's brachas, and then just don't violate any Isser Borer, because, you know, it's too far in advance, so they could be an Isser Borer, so just don't violate any Isser Borer, and when your time you come home from shul, the whole people are going to be coming, and it's going to cause a yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about davening. This is a great shaila that comes up. It comes up for me every sukkahs. You see, somehow in the shuls, in the neighborhoods that I frequent, unless I'm in Brooklyn you can get minyanim much more. But say they announced they have a minyan, I think, in YU, 6:15, shacharis, or 8 o'clock. Those are your choices. I go to Dumbrum, 10 to 7. I'll tell you why in a second. So first of all, what is the zman for davening? What is this man? Let's forget davening for a second. What is this man to do a mitzvah in the daytime? When are you supposed to do a mitzvah in the daytime? So we have a Mishnah in Masechet Megillah. Let's take a look. On page 38. So it says, like this. Yeah, look on here, over the Mishnah. It says, "Kol yom kosher l'kriyas ha-Megillah." You have the whole day. Kriyas ha-Megillah tkiya shofar l'tivas lulav. You have the whole day. However, take a look on the top line, and I really should have xeroxed the page before, but okay, it was a mistake. Take a look on the top line. He says, "Ukulam sh'asu mish'ala ala murashacha kasha." It's like this, that the halakhic day starts with alos ha-shachar, dawn. So that's before the sun rises, right? That's the halachic day. But he says, the Mishnah says there on the page before, that's only b'di'evit. L'chatchila, any mitzvah that is required to do in the daytime should be done from neitzachama, from sunrise. So if you have a bris milah to do, you don't do it from Alos HaShachar. Even though if you do it from Alos HaShachar, it's kosher. But you wait till Neitz HaChama. Why? So Rashi, I think page before, explains, because if you do it from Alos HaShachar, from dawn means that it's beginning to have sun rays come up, so there is light. But you can make a mistake. You know, with Maisa, you don't see the ball of the sun yet. So you might be doing it at night, if you're off in your assessment of how much light you need. So therefore they say, wait till Neitz HaChama. Wait till what? Sunrise. And once there's sunrise, so then that's the time of L'chatchila, you should do a mitzvah from sunrise on. As Pashas is, according to Rashi, it's only a din d'rabbanan, unless you come to make a mistake. So the story is like this. So the fellow has a choice. He has the 6:15 minyan, or he has the 8 o'clock minyan. And sunrise now is around 7. So the Chora, it's a no-brainer. You should go to the 8 o'clock. Now, we're not talking about Vasikin. Vasikin is a special Indian dafka to daven at the Nates. We're talking about somebody who's not davening Vasikin. Not davening Vasikin. Right? So when, what's better? So the simple pshat is that what? He should daven at the 8 o'clock minyan. If he davens at the 6:15 minyan, that's before Nates Achama, and that's only b'di'evit. If you daven at the 8 o'clock minyan, so then that's l'chatchila. However, comes the pre-chodesh and says, not so simple. Let's look at the pre-chodesh on page 18. So he says, he was told me Allah mo shakha ve yepen im zakh yata am khab sasa makan lo pirsh ve iker hu de shloshes man im yesh las kholos man hat fila nek iker mit swasa hi me ne tsakhab. So if you could be like the vasikin, that's great. If you're daven, meaning you get your shmon esrei as the sun is rising, so that's you know, great. But that's like a mitzvah and a mufkar. In other words, we don't say if you don't do that, it's only b'di'evit. That's like, you know, mitzvah and mufkar. But still, l'chatchila, you don't have to do that. You understand? So what do you do for l'chatchila? Mufkar, he writes. L'chatchila yochol ispalu misha'ola amur hashachar ve'ir p'nei ha'mizrach. He says that l'chatchila, you would have said what? L'chatchila, you should wait till after Netzachama. Right? If you're not doing vasikin, but at least it's no worse than what? Than the regular din, that all mitzvahs that you do in the daytime, you should at least have to wait till Neitzachama. So he says, no. The Prichodesh Shita is that if it's Allah Mur HaShachar Ve'ir Pnei Mizrach, in other words, Allah HaShachar and Pnei Mizrach is the eastern thing is shining, L'chatchila Yichdavin Shachas, even before Neitzachama. Why? Look what he said. Midir havi atomit. Because the tomit shal shachar was always brought before Neitzachama. Right? You look in the Mishnayos, it was always brought. L'chachil kol v'rim shem tov yikar et mon Neitzachama. So tomit shal shachar kol v'kot kolom tomit shal v'in arayi k'dimus v'rim 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 v'rim. So he says, because, you know, all the karbanos had to be brought, it was a very limited amount of time that you could bring the karbanos. It had to be brought after the Tamid Shel Shachar, before the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So, and the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim is the early afternoon. Right? So, you've got to squeeze everything in there. So therefore they started the day early for the Tamid. So he says, so that they never waited till Neitzachama to bring the Korban Tamid. So then the Prichodesh says, so he doesn't think you have to wait till Neitzachama for what? For davening. You can daven l'chatchila before Neitzachama. So therefore what? The 6:15 minyan. Go for it. 6:15. Right? Before Neitzachama. 8 o'clock minyan is no better than the 6:15 minyan. Right? If you're not davening anyway, Vasikin, if you're not davening Vasikin, so that's again, that's not a question of a l'chatchila Vasikin. That's a special, you know, special mitzvah meramufkar, so to speak. But still, you're considered davening l'chatchila if you daven at what? At, if you daven any time after Sheher Pnei HaMizrach of before. Even before Neitzachama.
Do you have set shear from there, Pnei HaMizrach? How long that is after Elul?
It's hard to say exactly. I don't know if I don't think the charts usually. I can't imagine it's too, you know, it's too much longer after. But it's definitely a nice significant amount of time before the Tachama. Is it around the time of Mishayakir, maybe? It's hard, you know. It could be not too long after. So then the 6:15 minyan is what? Just as good as what? The 8 o'clock minyan. If you're not davening at 7, you know, meaning getting to Shmon Esrei at 7, it's all the same. Oh. But what's the issue? What's the issue? What? Lulav and Esrei. Who's that? Yeah. What's your name?
Jonathan Melman.
Melman. Which Melman are you? It's his son. Also, he's a doctor. Dr. Yosef Melman. Sure. Yeah. You know our family. You know the. Okay. My family and your family, we go back. I can't even tell you how long we go back. Yeah. I could spend the whole year just discussing that. But okay. Please invite me back a different time. Okay. Regards to everybody. Lulav and Esrog. So that's why I don't go to the 6:15. Because the 6:15, then I would have to. I can't take. Because once I take Lulav and Esrog before Netzach Hama, so then I only did the mitzvah b'di'evet. So if it's a regular day that we don't have Lulav and Esrog, it's not so good. So then I'm good. In other words, I'm a big fan of the pre-Chodesh. Not everyone holds like this pre-Chodesh, but I'm not from the pre-Chodesh. I told you what Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, that someone told me, said. He said he never saw a krum svara in the pre-Chodesh. He once gave a shiur, Josh Hoffman Zatzal told me about it, that he saw a certain achron quoted something in the pre-Chodesh, and he didn't like the svara. And it bothered him because the pre-chadash he felt was always so glatt, and he saw the svarah he didn't like. And then he looked up the pre-chadash inside, and sure enough, the pre-chadash never said it. It was this Achron's extension of what he thought the pre-chadash would say. But the pre-chadash himself never said it, and then he felt good that because it follows his rule that the pre-chadash never says krum svaras. It doesn't say krum, but you know, I'm not thinking about this Achron as a person, but you know, whatever. So I'm from the pre-Chodesh people. I am from the pre-Chodesh people. So when do I have the problem? So Sukkot. So I remember last year I was stuck someplace, and it was, you know, because you don't want to, you're going to be in shul and everyone's holding the lulav and esrog, and you're waiting for the Netzach Hama so you could, you know, and everyone's already holding, but you know, it's just, especially with lulav esrog, everyone sees, you know, it's not like other parts of. I'll tell you another issue that comes up. But lulav and esrog is, you know, it's noticeable. Hey, why isn't he taking his lulav and esrog? Everyone else, and you know, these minyanim are not slow by any means. So you're not taking lulav and esrog, and then they're holding by halal, and then he's still not taking his lulav and esrog. So it's not a good situation. So that's why I daven at the 7 number of minyan, because 8 was a little too late for me. And 6:15, I would get up at 6:15, but I had this issue. So yeah, one second. The other time of the year, what's the other time of the year that I have a problem?
Hanukkah
is the other time of the year. But Hanukkah, you have Hallel. So, because you also have Hallel. But the Hanukkah, you have Hallel. So Hallel is a mitzvah that's by Yom. And therefore, you have to wait till Netzach Hama l'chatchila to say Hallel. So Hanukkah, I could, you know, it's not as noticeable. No one knows when I'm saying Hallel or not. You know what I mean? The only thing is, it's not a smart thing to do, because you say, okay, I'll say Hallel after davening, and then you could forget, you know, was said after davening, everyone was leaving, and I forgot how, but I was going to say it after davening. And yeah, no one wants to say halal alone, you know, it's not kishmak to say halal alone. So, you know, so it's better than to daven at the later minyan for Hanukkah and Sukkot. Yeah, what were you about to say, Moshe?
So tefillah,
like, yeah. So in other words, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. It's a tshuva, nothing to do with this. It's a tshuva about how to write a mezuzah. It's a fascinating tshuva. It was written, the tshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote to Rav Nota Greenblatt. And basically he posits the yisod that sometimes Chazal told you to do a b'di'evad l'chadchila. And he uses this as an example. And most probably, like the Pre-Chadash explained, because you're limited in your time. So that's why for the Karbanis, they made it early. So therefore, the Tefillah is connected to the Tzmidim, and all the halachas are learned from the Tzmidim. So therefore, if they were mocked in the Talmud, so then you have a right to be mocked in the... Yeah. That's why, you know, the Mechaber says something... That somehow this mechaber didn't I think Balabatim followed this mechaber more than the yeshiva people. And that is, the mechaber writes that the concept of davening mincha gedola is only b'di'evit. Just to daven the early mincha, the 12:30 or the 1:30 mincha is only b'di'evit because usually they brought the Talmud Shobein Arbaim what? Later in the day. They're not going to just bring it 12:30, 1:30. That means they have to close shop for the rest of the day in the Beit HaMikdash, because they couldn't bring Karbanos after that. So they wouldn't do that. They brought it a couple of hours later. So that's Mincha Ketana. So somehow this Mechaber at the Yeshivas, you know, Seder Hayom, So they Aruch HaShulchan has a discussion about this. You know, why don't we give this mechaber enough credibility? But lemaisa we don't. But in the shuls, you know, they daven mincha mariv, you know, like back to back. So then they have a mishnayis class, you know, for 20 minutes between the two. So they daven, you know, the way the Shulchan Aruch says, and the yeshivas. They don't, okay. The yeshivas have to follow a Seder Hayom to get everything the way they're done, so that's what they rely on. But the strict, the only, you know, I think from Rav Chaim Berlin, one of the Achronim says, there's only one time in the year that Lechatchila, you could daven early, Mincha. When is that? Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos. Erev Shabbos, because Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach is the only Korban that was allowed to be brought after the Talmid Shel and Harbaim. So therefore, they had to be mocked in the Talmid Shel Harbaim, because they had the Beit HaMikdash was still open afterwards. And when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, you had to make sure. So then you can't. Got to make sure that the korban was finished before Shabbos, the roasting it and everything like that. So then they daven the mincha gedolah, you know. Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel.
If you follow that,
that's a very interesting svara. That's a very interesting svara. Could you say that Hallel is
at least on Pesach.
At least on Pesach. But we don't find that that they made the halachas of Hallel. Like, you know, like Hallel is called Hayom. So they'll say, well, Hallel you can only say till Zman Tefillah. So you see that they always viewed Hallel as a separate entity. Also recently I came across, I think it's Rosh Hashi, on page 41. This is the Rosh Hash. Yes.
Can you give me a higher minion? Can you do chakras, monash ray before, honey, but after all those, air, zanadrop, and then do halo after musa? So chakras, laning, musa, then halo, and moshan again. That way you can do that. You guys can do that like a problem.
For the tzibur or for the yachid? You know, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Weird. Oh, but I'll tell you, I was very excited to see this Rashash. On page 41. I was very excited. What does he say? So the Mishnah, again, that's the page here where it says that you're supposed to wait till Netzach Hamo Mechatzila. He says, Haturi Evan calls the Peshitta to Chol Hani the Chashid Masnis no Kamon Nain Mechatzil Tzach Mahamtin on Netzach Hamo. Right? Then he says, Lule Mistafina, fourth line, the middle of the line. You know, whenever someone says Lulein Safina means had I not been afraid, that means that they want to say a big Kiddush, but they're a little, you know, so they have to put some disclaimer, you know, if someone wants to be guilty of saying a big Kiddush. So, but he's going to say a big Kiddush. And I was very excited about this. Hayisi Omer, the Ada Neitachama, the Khan, Enoha Neitachama, the Kula Shas. He thinks that Neitachama in this context doesn't mean sunrise. And you know why? He thinks it means Heir HaMizrach. Because he says, in other words, look, the Tamid. He doesn't like the Pri Chodesh, you know, the special din of that the Tefillah is different. He doesn't like this idea that the Tefillah is different. So how did they do after the Eved in the face of Mikdash? Face the Mikdash every day they feared the Eved? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, yeah, every day they feared Midyamin. And sometimes you do that. No, he says, that's what Netzach Hamo means in the what? In the Mishnah. It doesn't mean literally Netzach Hamo. It means Heir Pnei HaMizrach. You'll tell me that's a little crazy to say that? No. So there's a whole discussion in Hilchas Nida by Avestis Hayom, those with the Sneezer, so I'm not going to, it'll take me an hour to explain everything, so those that understand what I'm talking about, I'll say it very briefly, that Shulchan Aruch says Avestis Hayom is Neitzach Hamo, and the Chavetz Chaim says Neitzach Hamo, so if you have a Riyah before Neitzach Hamo, after Alos, that's called the Riyah's Laila, and then you keep the Avestis Laila. That's what happens. That, but the Sefer Eshkol, Rav Abadi, the Sefer points out. The Sefer Eshkol says no. That Alos Hashachar is Yom. So Arvesis after Alos Hashachar before Neitzach Hamo is Yom. The Shulchan Aruch says Neitzach Hamo doesn't mean Neitzach Hamo. Neitzach Hamo just means it's not an exact terminology in every case. So I was thinking about that discussion here when I was reading this, and you see, if you hold like that, then you could take Lulav and Esrog Lechatchila, you know, from, because there's no special din of Lat. There's no special din of Tefillah being different. It's all a din that Heir Pnei HaMizrach is good enough. l'chatchila, and that's when they brought the carbon tumid. So therefore, you could do it for all mitzvahs. And the Mishnah that says it l'chatchila weighs in the tzachama just means that you can't just have a little bit of raise. It has to be something more significant, but definitely before the tzachama. So I was very excited for this Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it sort of takes away my pre-chodeshness also, like, okay, conflict of interest here. But Lamaisa, it just says that the pre-chodesh doesn't have to say it's a special din of tefillah, you just say everything is like that. Now, just look on page 42 in the Marsham. He says, take a look, fourth line. L'chein mispalo nizach hazev ha-mishonim m'mal mispalo od korom ha-neitz, l'chein no b'mulei m'hal korom ha-neitz, hu neger ha-din. He says, people are davening at the 615 minyan. It's neger ha-din. They must have came l'chatchila. So one possibility, once they see the Lomuz Manazeh, sheish, p'chobayt klisha'os, that's a discussion. In other words, we don't make mistakes today. We have, just take out your watch. So maybe that whole thing doesn't apply. So Rav Shachman pointed out that's called the Dover Sheba Minyan, that they made a takana. So even though the reason doesn't apply, you still have to keep this halacha. But he discusses that as a possibility, that maybe that whole din doesn't apply. That's a big chiddush to say that whole din doesn't apply. This man has said that l'chatchila you can do things from a lot of shach, and we're not afraid you're going to make a mistake because we have watches, right? Actually, that's a levush lo mikra yomar al nesacham. He named it Dovid Zek v'herich. Say v'Hashem calls them elad yish lahachem b'shal Torah. So he quotes an achronim that says you can be makel by the rabbanims. L'hakol b'drabbanim v'haim l'chatchila. So maybe you can make a shehel of the gamli and how you shall have the chatchila hachem neitzachama. So halal you should wait, but lulav maybe it's not so bad because lulav is the derabanan, right? Lulav is only the rice of the first day. So maybe that's another tziruf to be made though by lulav. That it's only the derabanan. So maybe even without the rashash, according to the rashash, we have a good heter. But even if you don't hold like the Rosh Hashanah, no. And then the rest of the packet we're discussing the din of you see, there's some areas of halacha that with l'chatchila we don't require. So, no, you ask me, Moshe, is tefillah the only thing, right? So the answer is no. Because tzitzis, tefillin, l'chatchila is mishayakir. No one says that tefillin, you have to wait till neitzacham l'chatchila. So why is that? Right? Isn't tefillin a mitzvah bayom? So how come you don't have to wait for tefillin l'chatchila? In other words, and that's a good, that could be a good hour before neitzachama, that you can put on tefillin l'chatchila. So why, what about the regular klal? So the Rav Yoh on page 29 answers this question, and he says, you only say the klal when the Torah says yom. Yom Teshuah. You want to blow shofar? L'chatchila neitzachama. If you have an alos hashachar. Like tefillin and tzitzis and tzedek says yom. We learn out risa moso that it should be a time that you could see. And tefillin also, we learn out Maria tali moso. But we never have the word yom by b'hachad chesiv. Only by gabi tzitzis doesn't say yom. So then you say so that the mishayakir. You could see, and therefore Mishayakir is a din l'chatchila that you can even put on tzitzis tefillin, right? It's l'chatchila Mishayakir. And the poskim say, if you're in a real crunch, maybe you could even put on from alos hashachar talis and tefillin. So Kriya Shema, talis and tefillin, l'chatchila, these all things are connected, except for to the Balamor. There's a Balamor that says that you really have to say Kriya Shema from Nate. That's what Lichtenstein was machter for this when he was davening Vasikin, he would repeat Kriya Shema to the Yotzei the Bala Mor Shita, because maybe you can't be Yotzei Kriya Shema until Hanei. But most don't hold. The Pasha says we hold Mishiyaka, but even Lachatila. So what you said, Moshe, it's not only. So you see, and that's like standard. That's in Shulchan Aruch. So the Pri Chadash, that's his big Kiddush. But the Tefillin, the Chatchila doesn't require Netzachama, and Kriyashma, and Tzitzis, Talis, don't require Netzachama. Because all these things, Rav Yos says, it never says the verb Yom Beferish, so they work on a separate galaxy. They work with Risa Moso galaxy. So as long as there's Ria, that. But then we can go on and have the if a person's stuck, maybe even the post can say even for these mitzvahs they can do from Alos HaShachar, because Alos HaShachar is still Yom, even though it's not technically Riyah. Okay, so these are some interesting halachas about Asiyas Tzrachav Kodem HaTfila, where the mitzvah is different, but the concept of waiting with the Eved for Allah, the reading of Hakhila from Netzachama, Tfila, Kriyashma, Tzitzis, all these things, and it can be very useful as the winter months approach us and people have to meet different schedules and different, I'm sure, I'm not in the medical field, so I don't have these shifts and these, when Menachem was telling me about all these shifts that people have, so I wish you well. But those that are not in the field, so we have it a little bit easier. Okay, you should all be matzliach in all you do, and we should make this manim in the proper time, and we should all be matzliach, and this is some interesting halacha that's very relevant for every day of your life. So again, it's always a pleasure to be here. I wish you a good fittle and a good moed, and we should have a year full of simcha and nachas and brius lanu chol beis Yisrael.